Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Well, folks, the moment has arrived. Good evening, everybody. I'm Ricky Ricardo. As we break into our coverage of Sunday Night Football on Westwood One, which, by the way, if you want to continue listening to the game between the Chiefs and the Chargers, go to our 660 signal on WFAN 660. We'll continue running the football game. But for now, here at 101.9 FM, the breaking news that we have all been waiting for with bated breath now for a while, Juan Soto has made his decision. And the fans of the New York Mets tonight can rejoice as Steve Cohen has delivered on his promise to not be outbid by anyone. And according to all the sources, the Jeff Passans of the world, the John Haymans of the world, all the insiders are all now reporting that Juan Soto is going to sign with the New York Mets in the largest contract in sports history. Juan Soto will be a New York Met for 15 years. The 26-year-old outfielder from the Dominican Republic will sign the largest deal in the history of sports, 15 years for $765 million. $765 million over the next 15 years, which will take him to his age 41 season, but Steve Cohen has outbid the rest of Major League Baseball. As far as the New York Yankees are concerned, according to Heyman, the Yankees' final bid was $760 million over 16 years. So one more year and $5 million less was the Yankee offer. Now I'm this is all developing here as we speak. I am keeping my eye on Twitter, on X. Jack Curry from the Yes Network, who has been on top of Yankee news now for a long time, is reporting that the Yankee offer $760 million over 16 years. That came about an hour ago, and that was, according to a Yankee source, the final offer from the Yankees. So Juan Soto has decided to take the highest offer, and he has chosen to play in Queens at Citi Field. Juan Soto is now, or will be, a New York Met on a record-breaking contract, the largest contract in sports history, for 15 years and $765 million. Honestly, folks, this is breathtaking news. It's something as a Yankee broadcaster that I was hoping I would not have to read, but Met fans are rejoicing tonight as this news is breaking over the sports world and on the eve of baseball's winter meetings down in Dallas, Texas. Juan Soto, with Scott Boras steering the ship, will sign the largest contract in the history of sports, period. $765 million over 15 years. Now, if my math is correct, and our buddy Paul Rosenberg is producing, Paulie, as a Met fan, first, your reaction as I try to figure out how much per season this is.
If you're a Met fan, you have to be absolutely thrilled. And that's obviously, you know, I'm not breaking any news there. Thrilled. He chose to come to Flushing. He chose this. The money was equal, one and one, essentially. Juan Soto wanted to be a New York Met, which is all you need to know.
$765 million over 15 years. You're talking close to, it's 51. Okay, that's the exact, it is $51 million per season. Now, we don't yet have any information about possible opt-outs. I'm assuming as the evening goes along that we will have more information on the particulars of the contract. There's probably got to be opt-outs built in. Who knows? There are other reports that there are incentives that could take this contract over $800 million, depending on other clauses which have yet to be determined. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, the New York Mets have outbid the rest of Major League Baseball as we interrupt our Sunday night football coverage. If you want to continue listening to the football game, please go to our WFAN AM 660, the original 660 signal. You can listen to the game there. But I'm going to open up the phone lines at 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. And take your phone calls and get your reaction both from Met fans, Yankee fans, independent baseball observers. We are making history tonight in the world of sports, and there is no better place to spread the word around right here through the fan and to make your opinion heard than right here, right now, 888-808-1019. Juan Soto is leaving the Bronx and is crossing the RFK Triborough Bridge and is going to play in Queens what, for the Mets, they hope will be the rest of his career. Like I said, we don't have any details yet on opt-outs. I'm sure there'll be all kinds of clauses in this deal. We will wait for further information on some of the particulars of the contract. But obviously, with the Yankee offer being $760 over 16 years, Juan Soto chose not to leave any money on the table and is going to accept Steve Cohen's offer. If I do the math for the Yankee offer over 16 years, the Yankee offer ends up being $47.5 million per year. So according to reports, the Yankees offered 760, and 1 hour ago made it clear that that was their final offer. 760 over 16 years, which would have taken him to his age 42 season at 47.5 million dollars, but Juan Soto will be earning $51 million per season from the New York Mets. So the Juan Soto sweepstakes are over. He is now a New York Met. I can only imagine that Yankee fans are as shocked and disappointed as I am at this moment. But, you know, from a New York baseball observer, all I can say is congratulations to him and his agent for securing the biggest contract. Now he's got to live up to this, okay? Juan Soto now is going to have to live up to this. He is the highest paid athlete, period, in American sport. And now it's going to be time to live up to these numbers. It is time to shift to Plan B, Plan C for Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees. But the major news tonight, if you're just tuning in, Juan Soto will sign with the New York Mets and will make $51 million over the next 15 years. Juan Soto changes New York uniforms from the Bronx, and he is going to Queens. 888-808-1019. Your reaction right now, Darren in Newark, New Jersey. Welcome to this special coverage here on The Fan. How do you feel?
Hey, not too good, Ricky. I'm not destroyed by the whole thing. I'm a big Yankee fan. I'm not destroyed by it, and I'm not upset with Hal and the Yankees for not going that high. They made a decent offer. He didn't accept it. Now it's time to pivot to Plan B. Let's go get Corbin Burnson. Let's go get Anthony Santander. Let's just do something else. I mean, if the guy is asking for that much money for 15 years, and you just said it was a difference of a few million in yes. 1 year that he didn't want to leave on the table, so be it. All I can say is, like you said, congratulations, and see you later.
Yeah, well, now he's got to live up to this. And, you know, Juan Soto, this is going to leave a very, very sour taste in the mouth of Yankee fans. Congratulations for, you know, the way I look at it, I have to congratulate Hal Steinbrenner and the Yankees for going as far as they did, but they had a line in the sand, and they did not want to cross that line in the sand. The Yankees offered him $760 million, 47.5 per season, over the course of 16 years. If that's not enough money, and if Steve Cohen, who said originally that he would not be outbid by anyone, if that wasn't enough for Juan Soto to stay in pinstripes and play in the Bronx with the greatest franchise in the history of American sport, and he wants to go to Queens and play with the Mets for an extra $5 million once he's 40 years old, 40, 41, 42 years old, who knows what kind of player this guy is going to be? He can't live on 760 million Yankee dollars. He needs 765 million from the New York Mets. How much is the toll on the RFK Bridge going from the Bronx to Queens? That's the way I feel about it. As this is sinking in to me as a Yankee broadcaster and Yankee fan, this is starting to upset me a little bit, and I'd like to know how you feel. 888-808-1019. Jacob in Deal, New Jersey.
Jacob. Hey there. I just want you to know that this is a new era. The Yankees' reign of terror is over. It's now Steve Cohen's New York City, and the Mets are here to take the throne. It's over for the Yankees. The Mets are going to win multiple World Series, and this is just the first pawn to move on the chessboard. I know you feel sour.
Well, this is more than a pawn move. He just captured the queen for this chess match.
That's what you don't get. It's just the pawn. It's not even the queen. It's just a pawn for Steve Cohen, and the Steinbrenners are reeling, and this is it. New York now belongs to the New York Metropolitan. Get ready.
Well, Jacob, as a Met fan, all I can tell you is congratulations, and you know, hopefully he lives up to the contract. There is no deferrals in this deal, no deferrals, as more and more information is starting to come in. No deferrals in the contract, and it can escalate to over $800 million. Now, what those stipulations are to take it to $800 million, we are still waiting for more information. 888-808-1019. Reaction from Met fans. You rejoice tonight, Met fans. Reaction from Yankee fans who are absolutely devastated tonight, and from independent baseball observers. I want to hear from all of you. Louie is in New Jersey. Hello, Louie.
What's going on? I just want to say Met fans deserve this more than anything. We have been through it all, and now the evil empire is in Queens. It is not in the Bronx. The evil empire stays in Queens, baby. Let's go, Met.
Well, again, Louis, to another Met fan here, congratulations. And for once in the 63 year history, I guess this will be year number 63, I believe, of the franchise, or 62, whichever it is, of the New York Metropolitan franchise that started in Queens when the Dodgers and Giants left. The one thing that's been hanging over the New York Met franchise has always been the neighbors in the Bronx, the New York Yankees. They've always been the little brother. They've been the redheaded stepchild. They've been this number two team in the market. Right now, for the first time that I can ever remember, and this is different than the 69 World Series. This is different than the 86 World Series. This is different than the turn of the century, the World Series that the Yankees won. For once, Met fans finally can feel like they have done something superior to the New York Yankee franchise. Our buddy Sal Licata, that you hear each and every day with Brandon Tierney here in the midday, would like to join us. Sal, you know, for these last few weeks, the tension has been building. It has finally come, you know, to a crescendo. And Juan Soto, let's face it, he took the money, $765 from the Mets as compared to $760 from the Yankees. We all know that that 15th or 16th year, who knows if this guy's even going to be playing by the time he gets to 40, 41, 42 years of age. Bottom line is he took $5 million more from the New York Mets. Your feelings right now as a Met fan.
Hi, Ricky. King Cohen has delivered! Mets fans, I told you all year long this was going to happen. King Cohen would have the highest offer, Ricky. He did. Juan Soto and Boris took every penny, and now he is a New York Met. And to your point, it is the, and I'm loving every second of it, Ricky. And to your point, it's the first time, you know, the Mets needed this. They had to get the superstar player. And not only did they get the superstar player and spend the most money and all that stuff, they took him away from the New York Yankees. This is something that has never happened before in the history of the New York Mets or the battle between these two teams. The Yankees have been the big brother for years. And today, finally, Ricky, for once, little bro punched back, and Juan Soto is coming to Queens.
Sal, your reaction on the total amount of money, or is it irrelevant to you? But this is amazing. It's the biggest contract in sports history.
Here's the thing that I think is relevant here, that the Mets and Yankees were very close in the offer. You just laid it out there nicely. What was it, $3 million more a year, whatever it was, or the total?
The Mets are going to pay him $51 million a year. The Yankee offer with 1 year less would have been $47.5 million.
Yeah, or 1 year more. Didn't the Yankees go to 16 and the Mets were at 15? Whatever.
The Yankees over at 16, correct.
Right, okay, right. So one more year, so it was less per year. That is what the – like, to me, Ricky, I thought the Mets would have the highest offer. I didn't think the Yankees were going to get to where the Mets were, whether it was 750 versus 700, whether it was 7 versus 650. All year long, we talked about it. I never would have thought that it would be – under $10 million difference, and not even really even close to that, the $5 million difference overall. I never thought it would be that close and that Soto would choose the Mets.
And there are, according to reports, there are incentive clauses that will take this to more than $800 million. Now, more is coming in. Soto has an opt-out in 2029. So his first opt-out doesn't come for another 5 years. His first opt-out in this deal is in 2029. So he is baked into playing ball in Queens, Sal, here for at least five seasons.
I think that's a great point because even at, like, I thought we were talking about these opt-outs and maybe he'd have one after 3 years. And at that point, you'd be like, all right, well, you don't want to go through this whole thing in 3 years. But in 5 years, honestly, if he chooses to opt out, A, that means he's had a tremendous 5 years. And B, it means you get to get out of the last 10 years of that contract and let somebody else pay him for his years, you know, 30 on. So I think that's a win-win. I don't think the opt-out, I think the opt-out favors, it could favor both, but I certainly think it favors the Mets. I don't think the Mets could get hurt here in this deal. The way that they'd get hurt is if Soto isn't performing and then he opts in. So it's not the thought of losing Juan Soto in 5 years. He's going to be here for the key years of his prime at age 26 starting next season for the next 5 years, and that's all that matters.
Sal, as you just mentioned, this is a turning point, the turning point in the 60 odd years of the existence of the franchise of the New York Mets. You know, Reggie Jackson went to the Yankees. Do I need to go down the list of the all-time greats that either came through the Yankee system or decided to play in the Bronx as free agents or as a being acquired in trades? For the first time, I think Met fans tonight can look at themselves in the mirror and say, as you just expressed so elegantly, we finally did something to top the dreaded, for Met fans, the team across the river in the Bronx. How big, not just the fact that this baseball player is now on your team, but the mere fact that the Mets can finally say that they beat the Yankees at something, how important is that?
It had to happen. If it was not now, Ricky, it was never. It's why I've been banging that drum for over a year. It had to happen. You could see this coming. Cohen takes over Mets ownership. He's itching to spend that money. He's smart about it. He's not going to give it away on certain guys. He wanted Yamamoto last year. Yamamoto played him. He wanted Juan Soto this year. You knew he was going to be eyeing him, valuing OPS and getting on base and the ability to play in New York and the ability to hit in the clutch and perform in the postseason. Juan Soto, it's why Brian Cashman traded for him a year ago. He's as sure thing as you could possibly bet on. So a brilliant businessman like Steve Cohen is looking to invest his billions of dollars. He's going to do it on as sure a thing as possible. This had to be the guy. There's nobody next year. There's nobody the year after that. This had to be the move. It was the perfect storm. He couldn't lose out. Even if it meant Soto going back to the Yankees, which most people expected, once you have the pinstripes on, the power of the pinstripes. And he didn't. He didn't go back to the Yankees. He chose the Mets. This had to happen for the Mets to kick the door in. And now, Ricky, honestly, like, this is going to be great. Mets fans are going to love it all night long, all week long. But the reality is, this was step one. Now the Mets are coming to play at the big boy table. And now to really put the Yankees in their place or you know, take precedent over the Yankees, now they have to win. And they have to have sustained success. That's the hard part. But this is a huge, huge first big blow that Steve Cohen has delivered to the Yankees that the Mets will not accept being second citizen anymore.
All right, Mike Puma is also reporting $75 million signing bonus. Sal, $75 million just for putting his name on the dotted line.
I don't think the Yanks were going to do that, so now we might have some clarity as to why. Now, I don't know that, Ricky, but that could be where we're looking at the real difference there, right? Where you get, we'll find out if the Yanks had a bonus on the table, but a $75 million signing bonus is pretty significant. Maybe that could be the big difference in money, where as opposed to just the
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Go sleep on these savings? Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Contract didn't seem to be that much between the two teams.
Well, I can only imagine tomorrow on your program with Brandon, you're going to have the one-up, my friend, for a good
BT,
long time.
Buckle up, baby! Little Buddy's coming, and I'm coming in hot! King Cohen delivered! Thank you, Ricky!
Sal Licata rejoicing, as I imagine Met fans all over the world are right now. If you're just tuning in, thinking you were going to hear the Sunday night football game, which you can still catch on WFAN AM on 660, we interrupted the football game with a breaking news tonight. If you're just joining us, Juan Soto is signing with the New York Mets. Soto at a 15-year, $765 million contract. It's the largest deal in professional sports history. When you break it down, it is $51 million a year. Now, there are, you know, the other reports coming in now that there is a $75 million signing bonus, so I don't know if that's above and beyond or baked into the $765. As the evening goes on, we will know more. And there are incentives and things that may take this contract to $800 million. Reaction from both Mets and Yankee fans is what I'm looking for here tonight, folks. 888-808-1019. Eli in Washingtonville, New York, a Yankee fan. Eli, how are you feeling tonight?
Well, listen, not too good, but listen, it just shows you how much losers the Mets fans are. I'm talking about, including all the hosts that's on this radio station that are homers. When do you get a ring for the back of the New York Post or the New York Daily News? Didn't he overspend on two pitchers?
Yeah.
Didn't Mike Trout get the highest paid contract in sports? Didn't Ohtani when he went to the Angels?
I don't think Met fans right now care about any of that.
All right, good. That's little brother. You know, this guy's a pompous POS. Listen, he always cared about the money. This guy don't care about the sport. It's not about pride with him. It's not about pride in baseball. Listen, you're good at your talent. Go to the Mets. Have a good life. I never prayed for injuries, but this time I'm going to start because this guy deserves it. Anyway.
Well, we don't want to. Never want to pray for injuries. That's uncalled for. And I understand the anger right now and the frustration from Yankee fans, but to hope for an injury, we can't accept that. John is in Westbury. Hello, John.
Yes, hi. How you doing, Rick? Good evening.
I've had better evenings, obviously.
Oh, yeah, me too. I just wanted to say that my opinion on Juan Soto going to the Mets, I just think it's complete insanity. I mean, my friend just told me that the Red Sox offered $700 million for 16 years, and the Yankees were lost by $5 million at $760 for 16 years. So honestly, it's just all crazy. I mean, I want to get your opinion on it.
Well, look, 15, 16 years to me is irrelevant because as good as this player is, by the time he gets to his age 40 season, can anyone really expect him to be playing at the same level that he is playing now? Absolutely not. So who knows at what point his career, whether it be in his mid-30s, late 30s, who knows when the sharp decline is going to begin. And so the year thing doesn't really bother me, the 15-year Mets or 16-year Yankees. What it really comes down to is the average annual value, with the Yankee contract being offer anyway, being spread out over the extra year. It is $47.5 million. And as Sal Licata just brought up, we don't know, and there are reports that there's a $75 million signing bonus. We don't know if maybe that was the straw that broke the camel's back. I don't know if the Yankees also offered a big signing bonus. And there are incentives in the deal, as per reports, and obviously this is going to all get itself cleared up here in the next day or two at the winter meetings that are beginning, the gathering tonight in Dallas, and is going to be going on for the next few days where all of baseball is going to be together. And I imagine Scott Boras and Juan Soto will be having a major press conference probably sometime tomorrow from the winter meetings in Dallas. But the overall package, when you just look at the basic number, he took $765 from the Mets instead of $760 from the team in which he, number one, supposedly enjoyed being with this year, had a great position in the batting order in front of the MVP, Aaron Judge. There was so much positive about being on the Yankees, who traditionally would give him a better shot year after year after year of winning. Because let's be real, Met history is not flooded with winning seasons. And now with Steve Cohen, this may change. It remains to be seen. But the franchise with the tradition, the franchise with the history of winning, are the New York Yankees. So Juan Soto has chosen to take the money, the simple contract, $765 million over the $760 million. I don't care about 15, 16 years, because by the time he gets to, you know, year number 12 or 13, he may opt out after the year 5, which is supposedly, according to reports, the first time that he can opt out of this deal. It's $765 against $760. $5 million! $5 million, and he chose to go to Queens over $5 million. That is what's infuriating on the surface anyway to Yankee fans tonight. Let's go, who we got? We got Mark in California. Hello, Mark.
Hey, hello?
Hi, Mark.
Oh, hey, what's going on? Yeah, so for me and my buddy, we run a podcast on TikTok called Flipping Bat. We're pretty big on TikTok. We have a pretty massive following, but it's not $5 million. Yankees went above and beyond, way above their price range. of $760 million. We had Ben Verlander on our podcast last week talking Soto, okay? And what's so interesting about Soto is that he's a LeBron James. We knew it when we signed him as a Yankee fan. He's LeBron James of baseball. He's going to play on as many teams as possible. He does not need to win a ring because he already has one. And he did it on a Washington Nationals team that sucked, by the way. And he single-handedly, in my opinion, in that playoff, won them a ring. His defense is atrocious. So, not very good. And Francisco Lindor's walk rate is 11.4% for his career. It's also not very good. So, the thing is I understand Lindor is probably going to be batting in front of Soto. In my opinion, Soto should be batting in front of Lindor because Soto is obviously a better player. But Lindor does not compare to Judge in any retrospect. Right? Judge is one of the best players in the game. Lindor is just not. He's good. He was good with Cleveland. He went to the Mets. You didn't think that, obviously, Lindor was just going to be the only move the Mets made. In my opinion, now, Cohen has to deliver more. The reason he chose the Mets is because Cohen was that type of friend that said, hey, I'm going to make all these other moves for you, and you have a better position to win with us because I have the most money to spend. Well, guess what? You got to deliver. If the Yankees get Max Fried and Santander and Cody Bellinger and or Christian Walker, to me, I've been saying forever, that's better than signing a guy for $700 million. And the Yankees made a competitive offer. It's not like, oh, the Mets beat them out. Like, no, we made $716 million, which all the months have been saying that the Yankees were going to be in on $500 million. Toronto's made the biggest offer. The Red Sox, he's going to sign with the Sox. And then all of a sudden it came out because I can't stand John Heyman. He's an idiot, by the way.
We don't need that either. All right, we don't need to be calling people names on the air. Howie is in Mayo Pack. Hello, Howie.
Hi, Ricky. Good evening. Thank you for your show. I'm a big Yankee fan. And I got to tell you, my impression is I don't think he wanted to come back to the Yankees.
I said this on several occasions. The night of the World Series, I went over to Juan Soto at his locker. He was alone. I had developed a relationship with him over the years, so I went over. I gave him a hug. I thanked him for allowing me to deliver some great calls of some great moments, like the home run he hit to win the American League Championship Series and, you know, all the great at-bats and the great moments that he provided us as Yankee fans in the 2024 season. And I noticed a distance, a very cold type of – there was all year long, and I've said this from the beginning – I felt like he loved the way he was treated, but he never let himself fall in love of being a Yankee. And the proof of that was that very night when one of the reporters asked him if the Yankees had any kind of advantage, any kind of leg up in the process of signing him. And without skipping a beat, without thinking twice, maybe 40 minutes after losing the World Series, Juan Soto's answer was no. Every team has the same chance of signing me. Right then and there, it said to me, there is no emotion. There is no connection. This man just lost the World Series no more than 40 minutes ago, and there is no connection to the uniform that he just took off of his body. That is the way that I felt that night about Soto. He always maintained a distance for some reason, maybe because it's Judge's team. I don't know what the – who knows to get inside the mind of Juan Soto. But he never fell in love with the Yankee pinstripe. One man's opinion. That is simply one man's opinion that is speaking here. That's the way I felt that night. And as the season went along, as great a year as it was, as many great moments as Juan Soto provided Yankee fans up and down, it was only, you know, he only got hurt maybe a couple of times and missed. Paulie, how many games did he play? Can you look up, give me a total of how many of the 162 that he played? It must have been at least 150, somewhere in there. or a little bit more than 150 games. I remember the issue with the hand and the forearm when we were in Toronto. But I don't think he ever went on the IL, but he just missed a handful of games. But it never felt to me, and I've said this from that night, it never felt to me like he was connected, like he had fallen in love with the Yankee pinstripes. And we see the proof tonight where over $5 million he has chosen to cross the RFK Triborough Bridge. Mike is in Yonkers. Your reaction as a Met fan, Mike.
Good evening, Rick. I want to say one thing. If you're going to play him anywhere, put him at first base. This way we're going to minimize any possibility of any injury. If I were a Yankee fan, I'd be very upset. Why? I gave up so much talent last year, and they should have had something in place where they would have been able to retain him. So obviously, as a Yankee fan, I would be extremely upset. And the Mets have, right now, they have the 13th-ranked minor league system. So he was looking into what's going to happen. He wanted to be involved at that level. So that was one of the reasons why I think he signed with the Mets. And with 702,000 Dominicans in the New York State area, they're going to fill that stadium every night.
Well, you know, he had a big Dominican following in the Bronx. You know, it remains to be seen. It'll be interesting to see what kind of reaction there'll be at the box office this week, for example. You know, how many people are going to buy Mets season tickets, you know, as Christmas gifts? You know, does Soto turn this into revenue for the franchise? Shohei Ohtani brought a tremendous amount of revenue to the Dodgers in several different ways. You know, he had an entire country of Japan that wanted to advertise, you know, behind home plate. You know, the jersey sales, the revenue from the Ohtani signing was incredibly big for the Dodgers franchise.
Exactly, when you make that kind of money, it offsets. That's what helps to offset the signing.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I can't put my finger on how much Soto's presence as a Yankee last year, you know, how much extra revenue came to the Yankee franchise because of Soto in the lineup, Soto wearing Yankee pinstripes. I don't know if anyone can put a dollar figure on that. But it remains to be seen now, you know, he's going to have to live up to this. And think about
the talent that the Yankees gave up last year. They gave up Michael King. They gave up Brito. They gave up Thorpe. They gave up Gashioka. They gave up a lot of talent, and they came back with nothing, and that's what hurts the most.
The Yankees went all in. You're absolutely right, Mike, and thank you for the phone call. They went all in last year. They got to the World Series partly because of Soto's performance, and obviously he was – you know, big-time player in the American League Championship Series. He's a master at the at-bat. I've said it all year long. Watching each and every one of Juan Soto's at-bat is a chess match. He takes on the opposing pitcher. He takes on the umpire. He takes on the opposing catcher. Not one pitch does he take for granted every time this guy is coming up to hit. Now, having said that, we saw his deficiencies in the outfield. Let's not kid ourselves. He is not a good defensive outfielder. He's average at best as a defensive outfielder. And look, if people want to say now that I'm trying to cope, so be it. I'm just laying out the facts. This guy is an incredible baseball player, and I'm upset that he didn't re-sign with the team that I broadcast. He is incredible at the plate. His defense is mediocre at best. His base running is mediocre at best. So what the New York Mets have really paid for here tonight is an incredible hitter, okay, whose defense and base running are average across the board in Major League Baseball. But more than anything else, they have paid to one-up the Steinbrenner family and the New York Yankees. That is the bottom line, over $5 million. 888-808-1019. We will take a break and come back with more of your reaction. Juan Soto is a New York Met. The news breaking right here on America's number, the world's most important sports talk radio station on The Fan in New York.
Start some trouble and call The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Well, They're rejoicing all over Queens right now and everywhere where there's a New York Met fan. Welcome back, everybody, on this late Sunday night, our special coverage on the Fan of the Juan Soto signing. I'm Ricky Ricardo. If you're just joining us, the New York Mets have acquired the services of Juan Soto, the star outfielder from the Dominican Republic, who came up at 19 years of age with the Washington Nationals, won a World Series with the Nats early, was traded then to the San Diego Padres, acquired last December, almost to the day, by the New York Yankees, and a big package at the Yanks end, five, six, who knows, players to the San Diego Padres after a fantastic season with a career-high 41 home runs, everything that he did as a Yankee, the big home run in Cleveland. But Juan Soto went into free agency, making it very clear on the night that the World Series ended, made it very clear 40 minutes after the Yankees had lost the World Series, he made it very clear that the Yankees or no one else had any advantage in trying to re-sign him, which tells me he was focused on one thing, the almighty dollar. And tonight, I hate to say it, Yankee fans, but there is a new king in town, and that's the way Met fans are looking at this, and we're going to get Met fan number one on here in a second. But Steve Cohen is the man that wins the Juan Soto sweepstakes, 15 years, $765 million, with incentives that can take this contract to $800 million. So Juan Soto will make $51 million a year and play in Queens for the New York Mets, the franchise that is adored by Mr. Evan Roberts, of whom you obviously listen to each and every afternoon. Our good friend Evan must be in. I can hear the champagne corks popping all over the Roberts compound tonight. Evan, your feelings right now as this news breaks in the last 40 minutes.
Did something happen? I'm unaware. Was there like some news tonight? I don't know what you're talking about.
You mean the Nets?
You mean the Jets? You mean Devontae going out of bounds? What are you talking
Yankee
about?
Yankee fans, we're going to have to live with this for a while. Yes,
I want to bring you back to a date, and trust me, this will all make sense.
All right.
On August 28th, 2020, the New York Mets played a doubleheader against the Yankees. It was so weird, bro. It was unbelievable. It was at Yankee Stadium, and Ahmed Rosario hit a game-winning walk-off home run.
Yeah, and we all thought that the game was not over because, remember, who was the Mets were the home team.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Ahmed Rosario hit a walk-off home run.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Of Aroldis Chapman at Yankee Stadium. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, Evan, okay, why are you bringing up the most random Met Yankee game of all time? I'm going to tell you why, sir. On that night, that's when we found out Steve Cohen was buying the New York Mets. And I ran upstairs to where I'm sitting right now, my little home studio, and I recorded a podcast. And I remember saying on that podcast, this is the greatest day in the history of the New York Mets. I didn't experience 1986. I'm too young. It's the greatest day in the history of the Mets because not only did we win this really cool game against the Yankees, we brought in an owner, a real owner, an owner that's going to do unfathomable things, an owner that's going to spend, an owner that's going to deliver us the way those frauds couldn't, okay? And never did I dream 4.5 years ago later that this man, Steven Jefferson Aloysius Martinez Ricardo Cohen, would come into our world and sign the generational free agent. And the fact he was a Yankee, look, it's a nice little bonus. I can be a jerk to Yankee fans. We all have them in our lives. But that's not even the point, Ricky. It's that this is the player that you want the big market owner for, to get this player, to get this guy. And I'm still shaking because I can't believe it's real. I'm not a cocky Met fan. It's not like I sat here for 9 months guaranteeing it would happen. I kind of hoped it. I tweeted out he'll buy in the Queens and rent in the Bronx or some stupid comment. But at the end of the day, I'm still the Mets, and I didn't know if this was going to happen. But I think back to that day on this moment because I thought this is the greatest day as a Met fan. No, this is the day because this is what we were waiting for. Juan Soto's a Met. Yes!
Is there any possible extra pressure, anything negative? Does Lindor get upset that he's getting paid so much more than he? Does this preclude the Mets from going after and bringing back Pete Alonso? Give me upside, downside to this.
Well,
or is there no downside?
I don't think there is a downside, but you bring up the Lindor thing I'm not worried about. I think baseball players know just the way the market is. Like, look at Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is an all-time great player, and I think he was always going to be okay with Soto making double or whatever it turned out to be.
Double, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't worry about the money. I love Pete Alonso. I grew my beard out for Pete Alonso. I want Pete Alonso to be a New York Met. I still want him to be a New York Met. But I always said, if you're bringing in Juan Soto and you're going to give him ridiculous money, I understand if there's going to be a budget at some point. I understand if you're going to have to get creative in other areas. So I would say I would be disappointed. I want Pete Alonso back. But this was the free agent in the moment that they needed to go get. And I've admired this guy forever. I hated him. I mean, when he was with the Nationals, bro, the guy drove me nuts. But I respected him because he is truly a great baseball player. He's an artist at the plate. I know he's not the greatest base runner or defensive player, but he's an artist at the plate. And watching him torture me all those years with Washington, you know, having him now on my team for the next 15 years, I mean, this is why you want a big market owner to go get players like this. So there is no downside. It's all good. Everybody's happy. I can't wait to buy my kids the jersey.
What is bigger to the average Met fan, having the player on the field or knowing that they finally, in the 60-odd year history of the franchise of the New York Metropolitan Baseball Club, that they finally outdid the Yankees in something this important?
You know, it's funny, man. I think that there's a lot of Met fans out there that are going to celebrate this evening mostly for that, mostly for sticking it to the Yankees and outdoing the Yankees and rubbing it into their friends the next day or even their wife or husband. To me, it's an added bonus. I swear I mean that. It's an added bonus to do that. This was always about getting this kind of player. Like if Juan Soto was still in San Diego or in Washington, I would still be this excited, I promise. I would still be this pumped up to get a player like this. But I think for a lot of us, there's that built-up aggression that we have against Yankee fans. Not necessarily all of them. You got some good ones, like Chris McMonagle's a good Yankee fan. Yeah, but some of them, Ricky, you know.
Well, I'm one of them. So.
I'm trying to think, though. Do I define you as a ridiculously obnoxious
Yankee fan? No, I think your Met obnoxious meter tilts a little bit, but not overly. As an IBO, and I learned that from you guys,
yes.
As an independent baseball observer, do you believe, Evan, that this is a one-off? And what I mean by that is he has not set a bar now where a Pete Alonso is worth $400 or $450 million, or an Anthony Santander can now, you know, try to get $475 million. I think this is a one-off. This is a unique situation. I don't think Juan Soto has set a new bar for free agents during this process this offseason. What do you think about that angle?
Completely agree with you. Because I think that the age, what he's accomplished at this age, it's very, very unique. Like, as good of a player as Pete Alonso is, as good of a player as Willy Adames is, or anyone else you want to bring up, Alex Bregman, even Vlad Guerrero Jr. next year, who's also really young, and he's a free agent. I think that the circumstances of what Juan has accomplished at such a young age is what made him unique. So I know we saw Ohtani a year ago. He was his own circumstance. I don't think this is going to change the market. Like, we've already seen a lot of money being spent. I was sort of surprised how much Adames got. So I think what Adames gets, yeah, that may impact Bregman, and that may impact even Pete Alonso. But I think Juan Soto is so unique. And what makes him so unique is that most great young players get locked up 3 years into their career. I mean, look at Bobby Witt Jr. Look at what the Nationals tried to do with Juan Soto. Look at Mike Trout earlier on in his career. Like, most guys don't get to free agency. And that was the thing I think a lot of people missed about Soto. It's not that he's the best player in baseball. I'm not having that debate. It's that guys of this skill level and age don't get to free agency. It's just not common anymore. And so when you do, and Soto showed a lot of confidence in himself to get there. Think about the money he turned down from the Nationals 3 years ago. That's a lot of confidence in oneself to do that. But he got the ultimate reward because he is such a unicorn in terms of age, accomplishments, resume, and ability. So I do agree with your assessment on at least other free agents. I don't think this is going to like take the market out of whack because Soto's getting close to $800 million.
Congratulations. That's all I can tell you. Congratulations. And you're in the other league. This coming season, the Yankees and Mets will play six games, two three-game series. I believe they're both on weekends. So we'll see each other six times during the regular season. And hopefully now Brian Cashman will pivot to plan B. And I guess, Evan, really the only thing I can wish for right now is that next October, you and I are having this discussion on this very radio station because we're playing each other in a World Series. The Yankees may have gotten there some other way. We'll see how they handle this now. And, you know, for the sake of the Met fan, like you, long-suffering Met fans, congratulations.
Thank you, Ricky.
I mean that sincerely. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. I just give you this warning. Get your eyes and your hands off Pete Alonso. I understand you got your little backup plans, but you leave him alone. If he's leaving the Mets, he can't go to your team. But thank you very much. It's a festive night. And
well,
I appreciate you having me on.
In these last few seconds, eliminating the F part of it. Go ahead, my friend. The airwaves of yours, you know, LG, whatever, your Let's Go Mets, your enthusiasm, hit it. Go ahead.
They better freaking win, bro. Thank you, Steve Cohen. Thank you, New York Mets. I can't believe Soto's a Met, but now the hard part. Win, baby.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Win.
He'll have his scorebook out, spelling S-O-T-O 162 times. The great Evan Roberts, representing Met fans all over the world. Thank you, Evan. Boy, this is taking, Paul, this is taking every ounce of professionalism that I've got tonight, folks. I got to be honest.
Every ounce?
As a Yankee fan, I am crushed. I am crushed right now. 888-808-1019. Eric is in Massapequa.
You know, Ricky, I kind of feel like I'm in the same boat. Like, I feel crushed, but I don't. Because I went into this thinking, Hal's not going to do it. He's gonna be cheap. He's not going to do the right thing. Hal went all in, which I was shocked about. I mean, if the reports are, you know, true, he went 15 years, 700, whatever, million.
Yeah, he went 16. His AAV to Soto would have been $47.5 million.
Right. So, like, my feeling really is just, like, I didn't want to be here.
I've got no beef.
See you later, buddy.
Let's make this perfectly clear. I have no beef, and no Yankee fan should have any beef or any negative feeling toward Hal Steinbrenner.
Totally agree.
Cashman or any member of the Yankee organization.
Yep.
All right.
And this is where, like, I'm 41. Like, I know I'm not in your age range, but I have a similar, like, history. Let's just, all right, turn the page. Max Fried wants to be a Yankee. Go for Christian Walker. Get somebody else. Like, yeah, it sucks that we just lost Juan Soto to the Mets. Move on. We gotta move quick. Free agency, winter meetings are now. We have to move quick. I am not happy we lost him. I'm pretty furious about it. But, like, it's done. He did not want to be here.
Yeah. No, look, I'll pay the what's it cost to get over the RFK Triborough Bridge these days? $7, $8, $9 bucks, whatever it is. I'll throw in the $9. Go ahead, cross the bridge.
Yeah, go over exactly. And that's what it is. It's like, I'm honestly, truthfully, of the whole process, I'm more surprised at how much Hal ponied up, because I did not think he was going to.
Well, no. I am. Let me tell you, right now, I can honestly say I am proud of the ownership of the Yankees for going as far for this player as they did. I have. And Yankee fans, please, let's not have any negative feelings toward Hal Steinbrenner, Yankee ownership. We owe it to the great George Steinbrenner, okay, to not have any negative feelings. The Yankees offered this man more money than any one of us could have imagined, more than double than what they're paying the great captain of the New York Yankees, Aaron Judge. 7-8 times, whatever it is, 4-5 times, whatever it is, more than they ever paid Derek Jeter. More money than they ever paid Alex Rodriguez. We have no right to be upset at the New York Yankees tonight. Juan Soto took $5 million, and I get there's incentives that can take him to 800, but I get all that, okay? Let's look at this as the five-year, according to Ken Rosenthal, I'm looking at the Mets have a chance. The Mets can void Soto's opt-out after 5 years. The Mets can void his opt-out after 5 years by escalating his average annual value from $51 million to $55 million over the last 10 years of the contract. That according to Jorge Castillo, another one of the great reporters. This money is just mind-boggling. Mind-boggling amounts of money for one baseball player who, yes, is an all-star of top caliber. Yes, is a generational hitter. He's not a five-tool player. Let's be clear about this. And this isn't a coping mechanism. This is reality. He is not a five-tool player. He's mediocre defensively. He has got a weak throwing arm that we saw on display on several occasions in big games this year. He's not a great base runner. He's an incredible hitter. But that is what the Mets are paying $765 million for. A all-time great hitter, not a five-tool player. Milton is in Brooklyn. Hello, Milton.
Hey, Ricky, what's going on, brother? God bless you and your family. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And I just want to go back, growing up as a Yankee fan in the 80s, and all you heard was how we would buy championships, Ricky. We spend money, evil empire. The only reason why we win is because we sign all the players, and that's all the Mets fans had as their comeback. And now they are benefiting from what they used to make fun of us. You know what? Enjoy it, Mets fans. But I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't mean jack. You're not taking over. You're not the new evil empire. You have won this offseason for the first time ever, and congratulations, you got a great ball player, an incredible DH. But I'm going to tell you right now, until the Mets beat us in the World Series, they will always have to bend a knee to the greatest franchise in all of sports. I don't care what the Mets do, because they have to, one, make the playoffs, two, win the World Series, and three, find a way to beat us. So they better start rooting for us, because that's the only way they're going to ever be able to say that they're a new evil empire. It's not just about signing one player. And this team right now is going to have to bounce back, just like the Yankee fans who are resilient, just like the Yankees who have always been consistently making the playoffs, and they're going to have a plan B plus. Not just a plan B plus, and you have to just believe, because if they're going to spend all that money on one player, they're obviously going to pick up one or two players. And you know what? I didn't want Alonso, but I think he's younger than Walker. I'm a little, if you could just, before I hang up, explain to me what's the difference between Walker and Alonso. What's the difference? Because they both seem like the same player.
Walker is in his mid-30s. Alonso is – Paulie, what is Pete Alonso's age? Right around 30? Somewhere around there.
So why does – yeah, I hate right-handed 30. First basemen. Yeah. So Pete Alonso is younger. You know, if you want to get a little – you want a little pushback towards the Mets fans, you could do that. But listen, Yankee fans, keep your heads up. You're rooting for the greatest franchise of all time. And let the Mets celebrate. Let the Mets fans have their time. They deserve it. They got an owner that I wish – the Jets will find. And I'm not too upset, because at the same time, I was 50-50. I was like, I want him, desperately wanted him, yes. But if he went to the Mets, I would understand why, and I understand the situation. So it's like I'm like half and half, but I'm not going to lose sleep over it tonight, guys. I'm sorry, Mets fans. I know you guys want us to. We're not going to lose sleep over it, because I believe in my franchise, the greatest franchise in all of sports. We will be back.
Well said. Well said by Milton. I can't put it any better than that. 888-808-1019. Reaction, special coverage tonight on The Fan. Your reaction from both Met and Yankee fans, and if you're an independent baseball observer, maybe you're a Red Sox fan that thought maybe you had a shot at Juan Soto. Juan Soto has signed the richest contract in the history of professional sports. The New York Mets will pay him $51 million a year. His first chance to get out of the deal is after year five in 2029. There are machinations in the deal that can take the total amount of money to over $800 million. So Juan Soto is a New York Met tonight. The drama is over, and now it is obviously time to celebrate if you're a Met fan, and it is time to reorganize. I can only imagine that Brian Cashman and his staff right now down in Dallas, Texas, for the baseball winter meetings that start, the gathering started tonight, and the winter meetings will go on here for the next 3 or 4 days. They are regrouping, and they will implement Plan B, Plan C, because right now, the most important thing that the Yankees can do is to make their own set of moves, whether it's free agent signings, creative trades. Now Brian Cashman will have to, you know, really go back to the lab, per se, and get ready to go to bring the Yankees another winning season. 888-808-1019. Ryan's in Staten Island, a Met fan. Hello, Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
What is going on? What a night in New... Yes, hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, well, we're coping, okay? We're letting you... For once in the 60-odd-year history... For once in the 60-odd-year history of the New York Mets, the stage is yours.
And you know what? And we'll absolutely take it. Juan Soto. And again, if these reports are true, only $5 million more. I mean, Juan Soto chose to be with Lindor. He chose to be with Steve Cohen. He chose to be with the New York Mets. And as a Met fan, we are happy. We are thrilled. And over $5 million, he chose the New York Mets over the New York Yankees.
That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line, Ryan. Enjoy it. $5 million. Because believe me, folks, 15, 16, does it really matter? Does it really matter? Do you think Juan Soto, is he even going to be playing baseball 15, 16 years? You know, Miguel Cabrera signed one of these long deals. He didn't even make it to the end. Albert Pujols limped to the end of his deal as a mediocre player with the Los Angeles Angels after being, you know, one of the greatest of all time, a shoe-in first ballot Hall of Famer. Do we really expect Juan Soto, even if he had signed with the Yankees, to really expect him to play 16 years? We offered him 16 years. Okay. 16, he's not going to last six. Nobody is going to play at that level for another 15, 16 years. Those are just numbers for payroll. Does he have 10 top flight years left in him? 10? If he does, that'd be great. If he had 10 Soto-like years left in him. The bottom line is the total amount. The Mets, $765. The Yankees, $760. Yes, he's got all kinds of clauses in there, according to reports, that could get him to over $800 million. Once you're in that stratosphere, I mean, come on. He chose to go to the Mets. And as I have been saying, from the night the World Series ended, my gut told me all along, he doesn't want to be back in the Bronx. And if you're going to tell me that $5 million was all the difference, I don't buy it.
Ricky, you're 100% right. He didn't want to be a Yankee. He chose Steve Cohen. He chose Queens. The money at that, when you're that high, like you said, it doesn't even mean anything, honestly. He did not want to return to the Bronx. That is what it all comes down to. And that's the bottom line. He didn't want to be there. He wanted to be a Met.
If he wanted to be a Yankee, he would have taken the $760 million that Hal Steinbrenner offered him. Okay? And Yankee pride is worth much more than $5 million. Enjoy your extra $5 million over in Queens. We'll see you in the Subway Series during the regular season. You're not going to show up to Tampa if there's a spring training game. He's not going to do that. We'll see you in the Subway Series, Juan. And hopefully we see you when it counts in October or early November. At any point during your $15 million contract. That's one man's reaction here. But I repeat, tonight I sit here proud of being a Yankee broadcaster and a Yankee fan, and I am proud and I thank Hal Steinbrenner, Brian Cashman, Randy Levine, Lontros, you name it, for going the extra, not mile, the extra 10 miles to try to re-sign this player that chose to go across the RFK Bridge. Tim is in Westchester. Hello, Tim. Okay, we have a break. We'll get back to Tim. All right, we have a break here. We'll come back with more of your phone calls, more of your reaction. 888-808-1019. Juan Soto's a Met. I'm a fan of New York.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
There'll be time to talk Giants at some other point, folks. Welcome back. This is The Fan in New York. I'm Ricky Ricardo, along with our buddy Paul Rosenberg, the glue. Our special coverage on this Sunday night, just after 10 o'clock tonight, the news broke. A combination of several of the national writers, more or less within minutes of each other, the Jeff Passans of the world, the John Haymans of the world, broke the news that the New York Mets have acquired the services of ex-Yankees right fielder Juan Soto. Steve Cohen has given the richest contract in the history of sports to Juan Soto, representing the Dominican Republic, $765 million, the accord that they got together with Scott Boras, the baseball super agent, 15 years, $765 million. The math will tell you that that's $51 million per season. He has his first out clause at 5 years, 2029. The Mets can eliminate that out clause in 29 by raising his annual salary from $51 million to $55 million. Sort of similar arrangement that Gerrit Cole and the Yankees had that Cole finally decided not to use. He originally opted out and then said, forget it. Let's just keep going the way we are. So Soto has a similar clause in his deal where he can get out after 5 years, but the Mets can eliminate that fifth-year exit by raising his yearly salary from $51 million to $55 million. But for the New York baseball fan tonight, and, you know, it's no secret, I am the Spanish-language voice of the Yankees and a Yankee fan from day one and have been a – look, I'm not a Met hater. I'm just not a Met fan. This tonight, folks, is a crushing blow to the ego, but as it settles in, Yankee fans, as I just mentioned before the break, I am proud of the organization that I represent. They went above and beyond to an extreme that I honestly didn't think they'd go to. With $760 million on the table, if Juan Soto felt as proud to wear the pinstripes as we all are cheering for those pinstripes, he would have taken the $760 million, over $5 million. Bottom line, he has chosen to go to Queens and play for the New York Mets. So to New York Met fans, congratulations. You got the player you wanted. You got the owner that you dreamed of for years, and he has delivered the biggest Christmas present that any Met fan could ever have hoped for. Now, you better win. Now, Met fans will start to feel some of the little pressure that Yankee fans have been feeling over the years when Yankees have spent big money on players and have had the weight of expectation on their shoulders. Now, that shifts to Queens. That shifts to Queens. And now, welcome to the pressure cooker of paying your player the most money of any athlete in the history of professional sports. Your reaction, 888-808-1019, Tim in Westchester. Hello, Tim.
How's it going, Ricky?
Hey, you know, like I said, it hurts, but I trust Brian Cashman and Yankee Brass to make the necessary moves to get the pennant back in the Bronx. And maybe we'll see those boys from Queens down the line in a little thing they call La Serie Mundial, the World Series.
I agree with you 100%, Ricky. I feel like we did go above and beyond giving Juan Soto the contract, the ridiculous contract he was asking for. I think in 10 years, we're going to look back at this period of time where you're going to see players getting $700 million and just think about how ridiculous this is. The no player like Juan Soto, who has mediocre defense at best. I can remember so many games where Juan Soto has genuinely sold us because he can't make a simple throw and get, you know, he can't get it in from the outfield. And that's a
severe problem. And we're going to keep on doing, and, you know, I'm happy he made the offer. But, you know, 5 years, 10 years, when the Mets don't have a winning season and, you know, they're going to be the good old Mets, we know what's going to happen. Juan Soto is going to be the face of the losing Mets. And he should have realized, he should have stayed with the Yankees. I mean, it's tough, but...
Let me ask you, as a Yankee fan, let me ask you, and everyone that's listening that's a Yankee fan right now, and I want you to think about this really deeply. Would it have bothered you in any way, shape, or form that a guy that played for us for 1 year would have made double what the captain that wears number 99 and has provided us with so many thrills came back at a little bit of a discount when he was a free agent? Would it have bothered you at all that Juan Soto was going to make twice as much or more than Aaron Judge?
100%, Ricky. I cannot fathom that someone as great as Aaron Judge is going to be making, you know, double, like less than half of what Juan Soto would have made with us. You know, I'd rather go get four or five players with the $760 million we offered him and actually fill positions we need to, you know, fill. Because, look, we got rid of Glaber. He's not coming back. We're, you know, we should steal Pete Alonso from the Mets, honestly. You know, we need a first baseman that could hit like Pete Alonso can, honestly.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous that everyone's so fed up about Juan. When I heard the news, I was immediately upset. But I would have been more upset if we would have gave him the money. Straight up, I honestly would have been more upset.
You know, right now, Tim, and thank you for the call. You know, I got to be honest. I don't know if my joy of Soto going back to the Yankees would have overshadowed the reality of he's getting paid twice as much as my captain. Because that bothers me. I got to be honest. All along during the process, the notion of having Juan Soto make twice as much as Aaron Judge, who is a overall better baseball player than Juan Soto, bothered me. Well, my phone's ringing off the hook, folks. Let me just turn off the ringer here. It's that kind of night, folks. 888-808-1019. Bob in Levittown, Met fan. Your reaction, Bob.
Big fan of yours, Ricky. I love listening to Rain Delay Theater. When I listen to the Yankees, I am a Met fan, as I say, but... enjoy that when you're filling in for John and whatnot.
Thank you.
And I just want to bring up, you're welcome very much. One thing I want to bring up, a point that I haven't really heard from anybody else for the last few days or whatnot, is one thing that the Mets can offer Juan Soto that the Yankees can't. In terms of the Yankee storied franchise history, they've been around for 100-plus years.
Well, it's his team. It's his team.
Yeah, exactly. He can go down as the greatest position player of all time for the Mets, which you couldn't probably not even need top 10 of Yankee lore. And maybe to him, that's very, very important. So obviously, the money's just about the same. So maybe in his long-term thinking, and when he tells his grandchildren, yeah, I was the greatest Met player of all time, whereas with the Yankees, he'd be one of top 10 maybe or something like that. So
I remember,
that's very important to him.
I remember when the Mets pulled off the trade for one number 31, Mike Piazza, from the then Florida Marlins, who had acquired him from the Los Angeles Dodgers. This is, I think, bigger than the Piazza trade, which at the time, you know, was an earthquake in the baseball world, and Piazza lived up to his expectations. Now, the one thing that Piazza never did with the Mets was actually win a World Series. They lost to whom? The New York Yankees. Roger Clemens, the bat, we all know the situation. Now we enter into an era where Juan Soto is going to be that 16th, that gorilla in the room in Queens that must deliver not one, but multiple World Series championships for that franchise. Okay?
Exactly. Yep.
And
I agree.
And the Yankees have nothing to be ashamed of. They have no reason to ask forgiveness for anyone. The Yankee record speaks for itself. The history speaks for itself. The present day management, ownership speaks for itself. They offered this man money that was twice as much as they are paying their own captain, and he turned it down. Juan, there's the RFK Bridge. When you leave, if he has to go back to get anything out of the locker at Yankee Stadium, you get on the Deegan, I think that is south, and then you get to the end of the Deegan, you cross over the RFK Bridge, you pass LaGuardia Airport, and that thing on the right is called Citi Field. That's your new home. Do you need the $9? Do you need the $9 for the toll, Juan Soto? If you need the $9, I'll pay for it. How about that?
I agree. Bob, I'm thrilled, and to be honest with you, I'm just excited that for either team, it's now the real pivots begin, especially for the Yankees. You know, I like to see what they're going to do starting tomorrow, and I want to see what the Mets continue doing.
Well, there's a lot of work to be done for both teams. The Mets still have a lot of holes to fill, as do the Yankees. The baseball winter meetings start in earnest tomorrow morning in Dallas, Texas, and I can only imagine that by now maybe Brian Cashman, I don't know if he's going to be able to sleep tonight, but his lieutenants, Omar Minaya, everyone involved in the Yankee front office are regrouping. Maybe they're huddling right now, regrouping and formulating Plan B and Plan C, because now the mission statement, more important than ever, is to bring the pennant back to the Bronx in 2025, and hopefully, I don't want to see the Dodgers again. I don't want to see the Braves or the Phillies. No. I want the New York Mets in October for a World Series. That's what we want. We'll find a way to do our part. You've done your part. We will do our part eventually, one way or the other. Let's go to Lou in La Jolla, California. Hello, Lou.
Hi, Ricky. Thanks for taking my call. I'm 74 years old. Mm-hmm. I've been a knowledgeable baseball fan since 1957. Willie Mays was my first idol. I became a Yankee fan since Dwight Gooden pitched a no-hitter for the Yankees 3 days after my first cat died in 1996. And I remained a Yankee fan throughout. So I watched both the Yanks and the Mets here in California on the MLB, on MLB.tv.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you something, in 2024, the Mets was so much more exciting than the Yankees. I don't know if that's why Soto signed with the Mets, but it's possible.
No.
There was no
Do you want me to tell you why Soto signed with the Mets?
Yes.
$5 million extra dollars.
Okay? I doubt that. I know you do play by play for the Yanks.
Yes.
So you can't watch all the Mets games. They were so exciting this year that I basically switched my allegiance to the Mets, even though I still love the Yankees. I like both. But anyway,
you're old enough to remember. Every time in the 60 odd year history of the New York Mets, anytime they have had success, it has not been grinding. It has not been. It's always been a miracle. Amazing. It's always been this fantasy one. The amazing Mets. The miracle Mets. There has never been a powerhouse Mets. It's always been amazing. A miracle. With the Yankees.
Well, 86, they won 108 games. They were really great in 86.
Yes, and Bill Buckner let the ball go through his legs, for Pete's sake, which is the biggest miracle of all time.
Yes, you're right. And I've watched every World Series since 57.
Right. Well, Lou, congratulations as a Met fan, but now you got to show up and win. You got to win something now, baby. Sean is in Norwood. Hello, Sean.
Hi, Ricky. How are you?
Well,
you're doing okay.
I'm coping. And I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm coping. Coping. So, Met fans, enjoy the fact that we're bleeding tonight, Yankee fans. We're bleeding, but we'll get over it.
I'm a Yankee fan. I'm not devastated by this. The bottom line is the Yanks have a lot of holes to fill, and I'm not so sure those holes would have been filled if they went forward with this contract. Let him go to the JV. I'm okay with it. The guy, like you said, he's a two-tool player. He, you know, his angles that he takes for fly balls, a joke. He runs the bases terribly, and he's got a mediocre arm. And if you look at his numbers, his career over 162 game average, 35 homers, 102 RBIs, and he's a 285 hitter. You're really going to give a guy with those numbers over $50 million a year?
Yeah.
Me, I think they can spend that money with three or four other guys, maybe a pitcher, Santander from the Orioles, maybe Bregman, but they just have too many holes to fill, and they not have been taken care of.
Would it have bothered you that we would have been paying a guy that we got for 1 year twice as much as Aaron Judge?
Honestly, no, because I think Judge would have been okay with it. And I think this is another big factor. I think Soto realized he was never going to be the face of the Yankees. And this is Judge's team. And he has an opportunity to go to the Mets. And he's going to be the man there. No question. Even with Lindor, he's going to be the man. And he's not going to have the seasons that he put up this past season, because he's not going to have a Judge protecting him. That's a fact. This is the best season he's ever had.
Yeah, you may be right. I think
I'm optimistic.
Look,
I'm optimistic.
In Brian Cashman, we trust. And if you'd have told me that the Yankees bowed out at 550, as was previously reported, or had bowed out at 575, or even at $600 million, then maybe I'd be a little bit more upset. But they didn't. They didn't.
You can't blame Steinbrenner.
Cannot blame Hal Steinbrenner one bit. As a matter of fact, at the point where this money went, at the level that this contract has gone, I am proud of Hal Steinbrenner for saying, if my $760 isn't enough for you, then take the $5 million and head to the RFK Triborough Bridge.
Yeah, you would have thought the uniform would have meant a little more to him.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, let's face it, man, it's the varsity. And he opted to play for the JV for $5 million.
And,
that's the bottom line.
It didn't matter to him the night that the World Series ended, okay? He made that very clear. He made it very clear to all of us. 40 minutes after losing the World Series, he had no allegiance, zero allegiance to the New York Yankees. That's not coming from me. It came from him that night when asked if the Yankees had any slight advantage, anything that would make them more important in the negotiations. He said no. That right there told me this guy wants no part of coming back into this clubhouse, if not just for the money. And when he found another team that offered him $5 million more, he chose to go there. That's going to wrap it up for me. It's been an honor for me to break this news to you tonight. Yankee fans, stay proud. Congratulations, Met fans. Now the expectation of winning, that weight, that gorilla on your shoulders, is now in Queens. Juan Soto is a Met. Brian Cashman and the Yankees, we will be back. We made history tonight, Paul Rosenberg. You're the best, my friend. This will be the topic of discussion for quite a long time. Keep it right here on The Fan in New York. And once again, Yankee fans, we've got nothing to bow our heads down about tonight. But congratulations to Juan Soto and the New York Mets. Adios.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.